She was the dancing queen, a woman who introduced thousands of people in Norwich, across Norfolk and America, to the delights of the tango, waltz, quickstep and cha-cha-cha and the rest. Her name was Peggy Beckman, but many of you will remember her as Peggy Carr. And she's just died at the age of... oh, well, dear Peggy never liked her age being revealed, so it will remain a mystery. She was a woman with joy in her heart and a spring in her step, and the Peggy Carr School of Dancing became part of the very fabric of life in Norwich and is still fondly remembered today. She also helped to raise large amounts of money for many charities and good causes. Mention her name to many people and they will smile and say how Peggy taught them to dance and how much they loved her. Born in Sheringham, she grew up in Antingham and was brought up by her mother. She went to school at North Walsham and then lived at West Parade in Norwich. She told us many years ago how she started giving dancing lessons at the age of 13. I put my hair up and caught the train from Norwich to North Walsham. There I take a small class. I used to feel really sick with apprehension, but I was determined to do it. I also took a class in Norwich. None of my pupils realised he or she was being taught by a schoolgirl, said Peggy. At just 14, she took over Miss Phyllis Elvin's school in Westlegate until the building was demolished. She went on to study at Arts Educational in Tring in Hertfordshire and at the Victor Sylvester School in London before returning to Norwich to set up the Peggy Carr School of Dancing at Wagon and Horses Lane, Elm Hill. Both Peggy and her pupils put on many shows entertaining the troops, British and American, during the Second World War and starred at the old Hippodrome. They were a blast of colour in a grey world. She was often called upon to judge dancing competitions, both regionally and nationally. Then, in the mid-1950s, a young American serviceman called Hal walked through the door of her studio in search of a gym. Instead, he found Peggy, and in 1955, they were married. Peggy went on to form the Norwich Formation Dance Team to take part in the BBC's new Come Dancing competition in 1959. In 1962, Peggy and Hal, with their young daughter Celeste, moved to California, where Peggy continued to teach dancing, venturing into the glitzy world of showbiz and working on choreography for many TV shows. But Peggy loved Norfolk, and by 1975 they were back, with Peggy relaunching her dance school for the third time and teaching in both Norwich and Cromer. The shows continued at City College and later at the UEA. They were always a spectacle, with money raised going to the Royal National Institute for the Blind. She continued teaching well into the millennium, but her life changed when husband Hal died in December 2008. Although she stopped teaching full-time, Peggy kept her hand in until a few years ago. Aside from dancing, she took great delight in her family, daughter Celeste, who was also a dancer, grandchildren Charlotte and James, and son-in-law John. Her personality and boundless energy was at the core of everything she achieved. She is one of those rare people who has truly left her mark and a legacy which in so many cases has literally changed the course of someone's life. Many pupils in this country and the USA kept in touch with Peggy. They were friends. She was a truly unique individual. Unconventional, from the early days of her dancing school to her later years, continually pushing the boundaries and more often than not, achieving the impossible.